sons of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners, will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood? I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
And I agree. Thanks for joining us here today on Viewpoint. We all have choices to make. Harriet Beecher Stowe, author of Uncle Tom's Cabin, gave a profound statement in her book. She says, we all are faced with a terrible choice, and the church has a terrible burden to bear in this issue. What will we do with it as Christians, black and white? Righteousness alone exalts a nation. God bless you. And let's not let the dream devolve into a nightmare. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, PO Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice for the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. Hopefully, they're going to be the views of Deborah Lipsky, who's written a book called A Message of Hope. And she was actually a Satanist, and for many years, and she came out of Satanism, became an evangelical Christian, and is offering people hope in a world that otherwise is hopeless. But right now, we seem to be having a little difficulty covering, getting hold of Deborah. So let's talk a little bit about, of course, what's coming as far as the war with Syria, and call it what you will. It's going to be a war when you attack another country where it is not threatening you. Certainly Syria is not attacking the United States. Why does the United States want to go over there and tell them how to live? Why don't we have the Saudi Arabians? They have an air force. They have all sorts of military. They could certainly bring pressure together on Syria or Qatar or Turkey or those countries. Why should we be over there? Well, let me tell you that what most people do not understand is that America is controlled by a small group of people. David Rockefeller described them in his book, Memoirs, where he said, you know, some people think that we are part of a secret cabal that is working against the best interests of the United States. And they think that my family and I are conspiring with others throughout the world to bring about more integrated global economic and political system. And if that's the charge, I'm guilty of it. And I'm a proud internationalist. And ladies and gentlemen, basically the Trilateral Commission, which of course David Rockefeller was the permanent honorary chairman of, and the Council on Foreign Relations, which David Rockefeller happens to be the permanent honorary chairman, basically, these are the organizations that run America. There's only about 85, 87 members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. But the people who control Barack Hussein Obama today come from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. Now, how do I know what's going on? Well, I can tell you that the first National Security Advisor, and they're the ones who tell Obama what to do, the first National Security Advisor was General James Jones, CFR Trilateral Commission. The second one was Thomas Donilon, CFR Trilateral Commission, and the present National Security Advisor, who tells the president what to do, is Susan Rice, CFR Trilateral Commission. And basically, an article in the Wall Street Journal yesterday commented that she had told, certainly President Obama, there is unequivocally, why, of course, that the Syrian government was responsible for the chemical attack. There was no question about it, and something was going to have to be done. The Trilateral Commission wants to take military action over there, and Barack Hussein Obama will do exactly what he's told, and it'll take him on a trip to Dallas. He understands that. This is not Obama, ladies and gentlemen. We have this little clique that controls our government, and behind them are the strong satanic forces that guide them. Well, right now we're going to be doing open lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-295, and we'll keep trying to get Deborah on the line. But if you have something you would like to talk about, don't be bashful. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-295, and we will look forward to your call. So we'll be back in just a moment here. And Sydney, give us a call. And once again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. What do you think? Do you think we ought to go over there? And certainly, because some people got killed, maybe a couple of hundred, we ought to kill another couple of hundred, because there's no way you can certainly shoot those cruise missiles and drop a lot of bombs without killing people. So will we justify what's going on? Oh, there's our guest. Well, don't bother to call in. We'll be with you in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You know Monday is the day before Tuesday. You know Tuesday is the day before Wednesday. You know Christmas Eve is the day before Christmas. And you know New Year's Eve is the day before New Year's Day. But you don't always know the day before. You don't know the day before an emergency happens. You don't know the day before a tornado or an act of terrorism. You don't know the day before an earthquake or power outage. And by the time you do know it was the day before, it's already too late. You know it's a good idea to be prepared. And we're airing this message to make sure you know freezedryguy.com is ready to help with your emergency preparedness needs, including great-tasting, long-lasting freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. You know, today is the day to take action. Tomorrow could be too late.
Dr. Stan, and we are fortunate to have Deborah Lipsky with us. And Deborah tells us that she was a very high-functioning autistic child. She was certainly a victim of abuse when she was young. She came from a Catholic family. She went to the Catholic Church, tried to get help. She couldn't get any help from the church at all. And so she turned to Satanism. How did you actually contact the Satanists? How did you get involved with this dark and sinister movement?
Well, back then, that was the days before the internet. So I went to a library, and at that time, Anton LaVey, who was the head of the Church of Satan, had published his Satanic Bible. And believe it or not, it was available in the local library. And as soon as I picked that up and I read that, and I brought it to school, I freaked out a lot of teachers, and a lot of the nuns. And that sense of power just was intoxicating. And from there, I read more and did more, because the more power I got, the more people stopped being mean to me, and the more they began to respect and fear me. So it was a vicious cycle that started out just those days, just by going to the library.
Well, now, basically, were you part of a coven, or were you simply just applying the teachings of Anton LaVey that you got from his book, The Satanic Bible? Did you meet other Satanists at the time?
Well, actually, at the time that I did seek out other Satanists, and I very quickly broke away from Anton LaVey's philosophy. I did not care for his philosophy, and I became what is known as a rogue Satanist. After a couple of covens, I went on my own, and then my specialty was I decided to make myself high priestess, and my specialty was conjuring demons.
And so you could actually conjure the demons, but of course, as you do that, it's a matter of, are you going to control the demons, or are the demons going to control you? Is that pretty well what happened?
Well, yeah, that's always the case. You make what they call a professorial pact with the devil. You're granted 6 years of whatever it is your heart desires, and in exchange for either one of two things, your soul or the firstborn. And in the beginning, I had complete control, but you're right. As soon as you conjure these things up, I mean, these things are way more powerful than we are, and unfortunately, they turn quickly on you, and then before you know it, your life becomes a living hell. Hence why many Satanists that become ex-Satanists end up usually committing suicide, because they can't break free and break away from the demonic that haunts and plagues them all their life.
Well, basically, Deborah, could you explain to our listeners what this is like? Certainly, are you able to communicate with these demons? Are you able to see the demons? Do you sense their presence? How certainly do they affect you, or how did they affect you when, of course, you were under their control?
Well, in the beginning, again, early on in the beginning, as a practicing Satanist, as I was in my circle of protection, the pentagram, I would see them. It's hard to describe what they look like. They have no form. They're spirit beings. They can take the form of anything, that would scare you. So if you're afraid of clowns, they could appear as a clown. If you expect them to have a tail and horns, they come as that. And I could see them. I could sense them. And I know they were there. And they made their presence known very, very dramatically. And unfortunately, as they turn, the presence, yes. If once you see demons and the demonic, you will most likely, most of your life, I don't want to say the word gifted, but you'll have the ability to sense them, if not at least see them around others.
Well, then, how were you able to escape from their control after having, how long were you basically involved in Satanism, and how did you eventually break their control over you?
Well, actually, in hardcore Satanism, I was only in 6 years, but in the occult, I was better than 35 years. And it was almost, it's one of those dramatic, Saul to Paul conversion stories where I was so badly tormented by them that one night, I think I was at age 23, I decided I was going to kill myself, I commit suicide, because I just couldn't handle the torment. And on the eve that I decided I was going to do that, I actually fell asleep after being sleep deprived for months on end because of the continuous torment that was going on at night. And I had this remarkable dream where an angel came and stayed the hands of the demon and asked the question of me, you know, do I want to serve God or Satan? And, you know, they said, and I had that moment of clarity, and I said, oh, I made a terrible mistake. And from that point, that was my first conversion over to Christianity right there and then.
And of course, that is really the only hope anybody who's deeply involved in Satanism has, is to develop a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, basically, of course, did you join a church, or did you simply maintain your personal relationship with our Lord through the scriptures? And did you rely upon the Bible to help you? Or what did you do to cement your relationship and your break with the dark side?
Well, sadly, I went right back to the Catholic Church to confession because I felt that's where I needed to go. But the priest who knew me as a Satanist threw me out of the church and didn't believe I had a conversion. So in anger, I left the Catholic Church and I sought out a cult called the Worldwide Church of God with Herbert W. Armstrong. And I ended up joining the Worldwide Church of God and spent 21 years with them. And their mission, you know, Mr. Armstrong's mission was to destroy the Catholic Church. I mean, I always put it down, but it was a very bizarre cult that had a very skewed version of Jesus, but at the time I did not know any better, and I was just following orders. And it wasn't until Mr. Herbert Armstrong died and the church fell apart that I then started drifting around again, looking for something to hang on to spiritually, that I found that a personal relationship with Jesus was the only way.
You're absolutely right. Of course, I followed Armstrong for many years and heard him speak many times. He was very, very convincing. He was a master salesman, and he mixed certainly Christianity with his salesmanship and did a magnificent job of building a church, but it wasn't founded on Christian beliefs. It was certainly Herbert Armstrong's interpretation of Christianity, which all seemed to have is certainly to send us more money, and we'll go right ahead and we'll help you. Was that sort of the impression you got?
Well, at the time, and again, one of the reasons why the church appealed to me, being autistic, I need everything spelled out concrete, and I need things literal. And for me, you know, being told what to wear, who to marry, what to do, when to do it, what I'll be doing for the next, you know, eternity, it just seemed to fit the autistic nature. So I was just content. As long as I had rules to follow, I followed it. In hindsight, I see, you know, the errors, you know, the things that the church stood for, it in itself was demonic. You know, it really, it took away the, you know, we did not believe in a personal relationship with Jesus. You know, you're not born again. You know, there is no heaven. There is no hell. And all of these anti-Christian concepts is just another perverted form of, you know, Satanism.
I think you're absolutely right, but it certainly was one of the most convincing perversions. And basically, I remember listening to Joe Garner, Ted Armstrong, that was Herbert's son, for many years until he got thrown out of the church. And then, because he was taking all sorts of advantage of people and things, and suddenly involved in some very immoral activities. But eventually, of course, with all of these man-made religions, they all began to collapse. And as you're right, certainly, Deborah, the important thing is you have a personal relationship with our Lord, and through the scriptures and through prayer, you can actually come to know him personally. So where do you stand at the present time spiritually? And then we can talk a little bit about your work on autism. And then, of course, your latest book, A Message of Hope.
Well, spiritually, I'm in a very good place. I mean, I am back in full communion with the Catholic Church, and I run a ministry, Our Lady of Light Ministry. I help other people out of the occult, breaking free, and I help people with the demonic. I help those that the church wouldn't normally help. And to me, it's really not a matter about joining a, you know, organized church as it is about a relationship with wherever you find Jesus in your heart, and, you know, he talks to you in your heart, is where you need to be. So I am grateful that I was given a second chance. And for me, to help others out of the darkness that I once belonged to is, for me, you know, one of the best things that I can do in this life, to kind of, I hate to use the word penance, but to kind of make my life worthy and make that experience that I went through, it, the hellhole that I went through, at least count for something.
Well, basically, of course, I think God has an assignment for each of us if we accept it. I think he does. Obviously, he's given you a calling, and he's given me, and he's given many of the other people who are doing what we're doing a calling. Well, now, basically, how prevalent is Satanism within the Catholic Church today, in your experience?
Well, I mean, Satanism is not in the Catholic Church, although I'm beginning to see a lot of perversions within the Catholic Church. You know, a lot of the breakaway Catholics, you know, there's a big movement now within the Catholic Church to accept gay marriage, which it goes against the church's teaching. I mean, I'm just seeing more and more watering down. And my biggest concern is within the Catholic Church. When I talk to priests, you know, about 50% of them don't actually believe in actual demons. They feel that, you know, it's just a concept of good and evil, and that, you know, we're going back to the Dark Ages if we want to put, you know, a persona on an actual devil. And I think that's not scriptural, because Jesus actually fought, you know, with Satan, not fought, but I mean, battled Satan, you know, the temptations and the desert, also his life. Satan was right there as a real entity. So, you know, to say that God exists, but the devil doesn't, kind of doesn't make sense scripturally. So I don't see hardcore Satanism in the Catholic Church. I just see, when I say Satanism, I see a perversion. You know, Satan will do anything to destroy people's faith and the truth. You know, and sometimes, you know, Satan is disguised as an angel of light. So if it comes through, you know, church, people automatically assume it must be okay. I did this for 21 years with Herbert Armstrong. I assumed, you know, because he was the head minister and, you know, he got revelations from God. He was the second Elijah, that of course it had to be of God. And I realized, you know, that that was a big deception. So Satan works through deception by slowly, you know, 99% truth and then just a little bit of error, and nobody catches it, and that little bit of error gets bigger and bigger until you have 99% error and just a little bit of truth.
Well, our telephone number, if you have a question for Deborah, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's very hard for the average individual to understand that we really are involved in a spiritual battle, that really are demonic and satanic forces out there. They're not imaginary. We live in a material world, but there's a mystical world. We live in a subjective world, but there's a spiritual world. We live in a visible world. There's an invisible world, and Deborah's been in contact with it. If you have a question or comment, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, right here at Radio Liberty.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact, and the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050. And we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Deborah Lipsky. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And it's very difficult for people actually to understand that there really is a supernatural world out there. We do have a 4-CD set on the supernatural world. We have a CD set on satanic deception. Incidentally, two of those interviews were with William Kennedy, who passed away at a rather relatively young age here recently, within the last couple of weeks, and we're certainly going to miss William, but basically that we have a 4-CD set of my interviews with Malachi Martin, a Jesuit priest. And this is really one of the most important of all the 4-CD sets we have, because he goes into the satanic influence at the highest levels of the Vatican Church within the Vatican itself. Well, our guest is Deborah Lipsky, and of course her book, A Message of Hope. If you have a question at all for Deborah, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But why don't you tell us a little bit about your book and the message of hope, and what is the hope that you offer to people?
Okay, great. The book that I've written is actually, in the Catholic world, it's the first book of its kind written about the nature of demons by an ex-Satanist. It is a very eye-opening book. It doesn't matter whether you're Catholic or Protestant or Jewish or atheist. You know, this book applies to you, because I expose how the demonic world influences everybody, not just people who practice Satanism, but you as a devout Catholic, you as a practicing, you know, Baptist, you as a Orthodox Jew. You know, the mission of the demon is to simply destroy your soul and to destroy any connection that you have to God by any which way possible. And because I've worked with these things firsthand, I know how they react. I know how they act. So I expose how they can influence you through addictions, through behaviors, through the media, how to protect yourself. And the biggest thing is, I tell people, you know what? You don't have to believe in the devil. It makes his job a lot easier, because just because you don't believe in the demonic doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And if you don't believe, you don't put up defenses, that means they can run roughshod all over your life. And if your life is a train wreck, you have all these problems going on, relationship issues, financial issues, things that just seem to be going wrong and reasons you can't explain, a lot of times you can chalk it up to spiritual. There is a spiritual war going on, and like it or not, we're in it. we're not sitting on the sidelines. So either we take up a standard and we fight by gaining understanding of how to deal with these things, or we just become victims to them.
I think you're absolutely right. What would you like to tell our listeners about this, this experience? In other words, the demons, and basically how you can stand against them. Basically, of course, you were actually, it sounds like you were rescued by an angel that appeared to you in a vision. But basically, when you were actually involved with these demons over these many years, how did you deal with them? And what sort of things would they try to get you to do? Would they try to get you to compromise yourself morally or legally or what?
Oh, no, you know, it's about, demons feed on our inner weaknesses. So whatever your inner weakness is, your inner vices, that is what they tempt you with. And for me, it was power. I needed power because I was always victimized and bullied. So they give you power. You find yourself in positions where people begin to fear or respect you. So they work on your weaknesses, your character flaws. But the biggest weapon that people don't realize, the most powerful weapon that you can use against a demon is love. And I have a mantra that I always say whenever I go on speaking engagements, and I will be in New Orleans next week speaking at a spiritual warfare conference. But my mantra is this: laughter is joy, joy is love, and love is God. And, you know, this is a simple fact, you know, evil and holiness cannot occupy the same space at the same time. So you have to turn yourself or your mind around. You have to find moments of joy and laughter and find love. And I'm not talking about romantic love, but love. Love for God and love for your neighbor. Random acts of kindness, mercy, and charity are the most powerful weapons that you can use against the demonic, because they have no countermeasure.
Well, I think it's vitally important that people understand that we really are in a spiritual battle every single day. This battle between good and evil is not imaginary. It's really very, very real. And basically, of course, Deborah was involved with this for many, many years. Eventually, she did overcome it. But our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment. But, of course, Deborah's book, and a message of hope. And basically, there is a message of hope. First of all, you have to understand that there's a problem, and then that you can overcome that problem, but you can't do that on your own. You're going to need the help and the assistance of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our telephone number is 1-888-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done: get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, is Deborah Lipsky, and we have Jeff calling from Michigan. We'll be here to Jeff in just a moment. But our telephone number, if you're out there and you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But before we get to Jeff calling from Michigan, Deborah, how can people get to your website? How can people get copies of your book?
The easiest way to get a copy of my book is to contact Cal Publishing, and they are at calpublishing.com, or go to my webpage and autisticraccoonlady.com,
or find
me on Facebook.
Okay, fine. And can they get that on Amazon, too?
Yes, Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
All right, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and basically, of course, you can get it directly. Now, what is your website again, in case people would like to reach you?
My website is AutisticRaccoonLady.com.
What? One more time.
AutisticRaccoonLady.com.
AutisticRaccoonLady.com.
Yes, AutisticRaccoonLady.com.
Okay, fine. Thank you so much. And let's go to Jeff calling in Michigan. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. And, of course, Deborah was involved with Satanism and certainly with demons for about 35 years, involved certainly with Herbert Armstrong and his cult for about 20 years. She's a high-functioning autistic. She's written a number of books on autism. But her latest book, A Message of Hope, deals, of course, with her experience within the occult and dealing with demons, not imaginary, really very, very real. Hi, Jeff. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I have a question for your guest. Just like to frame it a little bit first. The question is regarding Mary. Not really Mary, but I would say these apparitions of Mary who are appearing and who, for example, we know the biblical Mary said to the guests at the wedding, you know, do what Jesus says, and pointed everything to Jesus and exalted Jesus, you know, and everything that she did. But we see these apparitions who are appearing, and they're saying, well, build shrines to me, build this to me, consecrate the entire world to the Sacred Heart of me, Mary, which I would say is probably pseudo Mary or okay. False Mary.
Okay, fine, though.
These apparitions,
what,
though.
What is the, you're asking, what does she think of these apparitions?
Yes, I'm asking if she thinks these apparitions, which are taking the focus off of God and Jesus Christ, and putting it on the so-called Sacred Heart of Mary in these apparitions that are appearing all over the world, does she see that as a demonic manifestation taking the focus off of our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ?
All right, a legitimate question. What do you think of what Jeff's asking there, Deborah?
Well, you know, sadly, you know, I am Catholic, so I do believe, you know, in the Blessed Mother. But unfortunately, I have to agree with, you know, Jeff. A lot of the apparitions and a lot of people claiming to see her are not actually seeing her, that it is a demonic ruse. I think, you know, people sometimes just, I've met people who claim to have seen her, have apparitions of her, or she talks to them. And, you know, it's clear, my discerning very quickly with my background, and not only my background in the demonic, but I also have, you know, a master's in counseling, that a lot of people are just looking for attention They're looking, you know, to elevate themselves, or they're looking for publicity. So I followed a lot of these apparitions, and most of them I have found to be, in my opinion, not valid, just what I would consider a demonic distraction.
And I think, Jeff, you're absolutely right. But remember, it's not just the Catholic Church where these demonic manifestations are, but they're in the Protestant Church as well. I mean, basically, we are under attack today. All branches of Christianity are under attack. But I share your concern about some of these apparitions of Mary, or probably all of them. Anything else you wanted to say, Jeff, before we let you go?
Just that my focus was really on the ones that appeared to... For example, Our Lady of Lourdes and Our Lady of, you know, the real big ones.
Sure.
And the teachings that are recorded in their diaries and stuff like that, those are false teachings, and they're anti-biblical, and they really put the focus on Mary, which I don't believe is Mary. So
okay.
Just to keep that in mind. And
well made, Jeff, and thank you so very much for calling.
I appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I mean, basically, there are a number of things of this sort, the miracle of Fatima. And the question is, what really happened at Fatima on that day? The important thing is to recognize it's our relationship with Jesus Christ, and not suddenly what we may see. And sometimes we'll even see things that are supernatural, which is why that 4-CD set we have with Malachi Martin is vitally important, because here's a man who is a Jesuit priest. He loves the Lord. He could never forsake his Catholic belief, but he saw the many, many problems with that belief. And I think if you've never heard our 4 interviews with Malachi Martin, including the last one, not my interview, but basically a telling about certainly the appointment of the Pope John Paul II, one of the most amazing stories you've ever heard. Well, certainly our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But our recurrent theme is we're involved in a spiritual battle today. And of course, we look at what's going on politically. We look at what's going on from financially. We look at what's going on historically. But of course, you must understand that there is this great spiritual battle. It's been around for a long time. Deborah, what do you think about what's taking place today? Do you think that people are drawing certainly closer to the Lord? Do you think an awful lot of them are being misled and certainly being lied to, being deceived by these demonic spirits? Do you think this is a movement is growing?
Well, I don't think people are drawing closer to God. I think it's just the opposite. And unfortunately, I can tie that into very specifically to what's happening to us as a society. I mean, as we walked away from God in the 1960s, the sexual revolution really took us away from God. And the focus was now on me and what I could do and get for myself. But unfortunately, with the days of the internet, too, there is a dangerous plague attacking our young teenagers. And it's called, you know, the incubus succubus complex. And what that basically is kids are discovering, you know, hey, I can get free sex without having to worry about pregnancy or STDs if I conjure up an incubus or a succubus. And you can go online and you will find a zillion websites that give you the exact formula on how to conjure one of these demonic presences into your life. And these young teenagers, not knowing what they're doing, are doing it at a record rate, bringing forth from hell these very particular kinds of immoral spirits. What happens is once you bring them forth, they don't go back by themselves. And you can be done with them all you want, but once they're in this world, they not only start influencing that individual, they start influencing society if there's enough of them. And we have seen a moral decay that has just exploded over the last maybe 3, 4, 5 years. And it was a direct result of these kids tampering with that, and this is the generation that's going to lead us. These are the teenagers that are going to grow up to run the country.
I never heard that. I mean, there are sites up there that tell young people how to conjure up these demons for sexual pleasure.
Oh, simple. All you have to do is just type in, you know, incubus or succubus invocation, and up comes like a whole bunch of sites. And I actually looked at some of these invocations, because the thing with an invocation, it has to be said at a certain time, at a certain way, and everything has to be very precise. And I wanted to make sure, and I was horrified, because as I read through the invocations, I found them to be accurate and correct. And it's designed to guarantee to, you know, to get you to have, you know, to raise one of these things, to conjure one of these things. And once you conjure up a demon, your life is ruined unless you turn it over to God.
That is amazing. You know, Deborah, one reason I enjoy what I'm doing is I always learn something new, and I learned something new today. And I have no idea this was actually going on, but I know that you have a ministry within the Catholic Church, and so I'm sure you must be dealing with some of these young people who've conjured up these demons.
I do. I mean, it is most, I mean, out of my clientele, and of course, I never charge for this ministry. The majority of them have to do with the immoral spirits, the incubus and succubus, which can take its form into pornography, perversion, all sorts of things.
And do you think that this is actually growing and getting larger and more frequently?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, just look at our movies. Just look at our media. Just look at the attention now, the immorality, which is growing by day and day and is becoming more accepted by us. Because, you know, if you read my book, The Nature of Demons, A Message of Hope, and I talk about a message, you know, I talk about the nature of demons, I talk about how they influence society. You know, that you can say, well, I don't want to do that, so therefore I'm safe. The reality is you're not, because demons are everywhere around every corner. I mean, the Bible tells us that they're there. And, but we also know that there are only one third of the angels fell, that there are two thirds of good angels. So despite the fact there are demons around every corner, there are two good angels for every bad angel. So, you know, basically the good angels outnumber them 2-1. In the end, we win.
Well, basically, how, if we had somebody here, a young person, who has actually been demonically possessed and says he's conjured up one of these people, what would you tell them? How would you tell them to go about getting rid of that?
Well, first of all, demonic possession is extremely rare, and that does not happen from conjuring up. You have to actually make a pact with the devil. You have to actually, you know, do some other really other things. It doesn't normally happen. You have to give up your free will. But in conjuring up these demons, you have an attachment. And attachments are just as nasty. The problem is there's nothing you can say or do to that individual until they're ready to ask for help. And once they're ready to ask for help, you start reclaiming that life. You start bringing back, you know, things that are wholesome and good, and have them do random acts of kindness and charity. You know, I talk about confession, whether you confess it to a priest or to someone else, a minister, get those sins off your chest and talk about them, because once you talk about them, you can ask for forgiveness. A lot of times we don't want to ask even God for forgiveness because we're ashamed of what we've done. But unconfessed sin, you know, unrecognized sin is the main tool that they grab onto, that they can stay latched on. You gotta get it right with God.
Well, I'm sure that's absolutely right. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. My guest is Deborah Lipsky, and of course her book is A Message of Hope. And Sydney, it's available through Amazon or Barnes & Noble, or you can just get it from her website. How is the book moving? Is it moving fairly well?
Pardon?
Is your book moving fairly well?
My book is also available at Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. It's available in 32 countries, and it's becoming very popular. Believe it or not, popular outside of the Catholic Church. because it's a book that has not been written yet. I mean, you can read all the different books by Protestants. This one is totally different because it really exposes what they're thinking, how they act in our life, and what you can do to protect yourself, and that, you know, and how to avoid attachments, etc. And it is doing extremely well.
Well, basically, of course, you suggest that the young people try to get angelic protection, or they simply repudiate the demon and tell them to leave them alone. Basically, what can the individual do who actually has conjured up one of these demons and now they're plaguing them on a regular basis? How do they approach this? What do you tell them to do to free themselves from the demonic oppression and oppression?
Well, the first thing I tell them to do is to turn their free will over back to God, you know, and get before God and just, you know, confess that they made a mistake and they're asked for God's help. I do believe in angels. I do believe in our guardian angels. And then I ask our guardian angel for help because, you know, with free will, it's a universal law that both demons and angels have to respect. That's why we can make some really bonehead moves. without having angelic protection, because the angels sometimes just have to sit by and watch us make our own mistakes unless we ask for their help, help us battle these things. These angels are just waiting around. They can battle the demons for these kids and ask for help. Another thing is they have to get close to God. Without getting closer to God, seriously, the demons are going to be very close. That means going to church very regularly. That means getting rid of all things that are evil, like, you know, pornography or anything of that nature, drugs, alcohol, whatever that may be. And also finding the support of someone who's been through it. A lot of the problems that these kids and teenagers and adults will face is prejudice from fellow Christians. I have found that I'm tormented more now by Christians than I ever was before by demons. Christians who say, well, how do we know you're really converted? How do we know you're not going to lapse back? Or they don't trust me. They don't see the X in front of Satanists. And that, a lot of times, drives a lot of kids, teenagers, and adults back into the dark world because they just can't make it. They feel God can't love them if we can't love them. So as Christians, we need to be very sympathetic and caring to individuals who are battling this. And this is a lifelong addiction. Once you have a demonic presence, you can overcome it, but you will have a lifelong temptations where they're going to try to get you back. So you have to constantly be on guard. You can't just say, okay, be gone, Satan, and then expect your life to go back to the way it was. There are consequences that you will carry for the rest of your life. You will need to be very careful to avoid temptations because that demon will be waiting for you just to slip up and then come back in and tempt you back into that lifestyle.
Well, I think it really can't do this on your own. You really have to do this reliance on God and turning your life over to God. Would you agree with that, Deborah?
Well, there's no other way. There's no other way. There is no other. You have to turn your life over to God. You've turned it over to Satan. You've got to turn it over back to God. And you need help of others. You need the help of a priest or a minister. I don't recommend going to your best friend. I don't recommend going to someone. You need someone with experience in spiritual warfare. There are many well-intended Christians out there who think that they can battle demons and try to pray with somebody without knowing what they're getting into and then actually bring the demon home themselves.
Well, do you think, though, that the average priest is in a position to actually battle those demons? Do they have the sufficient faith? Or, I'm talking about the average. You know, I'm certainly there's some who are excellent at it and really know how to deal with it. But do you think that sometimes the priest really doesn't understand the depth of this whole thing?
No, well, again, unfortunately, you know, the Catholic Church, you know, the church that I love, unfortunately, has drifted in many areas. And there are quite a few priests, clergy, religious, and people within the Catholic faith that don't believe in spiritual warfare as actual spiritual warfare. So there's no point going to somebody like that because they're going to say, oh, it's all in your head. Don't worry about it. There is no such thing as a devil. You have to seek out someone who is very sensitive and is familiar with spiritual warfare who can guide you.
I'm sure that's absolutely true. Well, our guest has been Deborah Lipsky. Her book is certainly A Message of Hope, and you can get that at Barnes & Noble. You can get that at certainly Amazon. But it's important, ladies and gentlemen, that you do understand that there is a spiritual battle, because that is the basic underpinning of what everything we do. And my book, At All, The Brotherhood of Darkness, takes you into an understanding of the political battle, the spiritual battle that's being fought. Deborah, God bless you. Thank you so very much for being with us this evening. I think it's been an excellent discussion, and I certainly respect you for what you've done. And if we would love to talk to you again sometime real soon.
I would love that. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. We'll be back in just a moment, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625.
1-800-875-5225.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you enjoyed the conversation with Deborah. And basically, of course, you have to understand that there really are supernatural forces out there. We live in a subjective world, but there is a spiritual world. We live in a visible world, but there's an invisible world. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. Basically, we have a wonderful 4-CD set on spiritual warfare, and we have William Kennedy's book on spiritual warfare. We have a 4-CD set on the supernatural. And there really is a supernatural world out there which you can tap into. Basically, of course, you want to be sure you're tapping into our Lord's supernatural world and not the one that's coming from the demonic side. So we hope that you'll explore these things. They're not imaginary. They're really very, very real. And I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I think we're moving into a very, very dangerous situation as far as what's happening over there in Syria. I don't know how this is going to turn out. But remember, when you start a war, you never know how it's going to end. And basically, there should be people out demonstrating and talking to everybody they possibly can. We have no business being over in Syria. This is not certainly a battle at all. But you have to understand that the people who control our government, and that is the Brotherhood, want to use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about this one world demonic government. And it really is. This is Satan's plan from the very beginning, was for the one world government. And basically, they want the one world government. They want a one world financial system, and we're on the verge of the collapse of our current financial system. And you better make your plans accordingly and protect yourself and diversify your holdings. And whatever you have, diversify, diversify, diversify. Begin making preparations for the very difficult time. And whether it's going to come about, because what's going to come about this weekend, or whether it'll be suddenly months or years from now, I don't know. I'm not a prophet. But I do know, I can tell you one thing, and that the world we have known in the past does no longer exist. Because America, when I was growing up, was a Christian nation, and America is no longer a Christian nation. We've been taken over by people with an intense hatred of Christianity, which is why they've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and Christmas and Easter and everything good and noble out of our schools, and why they start teaching our children in kindergarten that homosexuality is perfectly normal. And just remember this, that if God suddenly turns against nations that turn against him, and America has turned against God. For back of all this foes have plotted, back of all that saints have planned, back of the schemes of men and demons is a higher hidden hand. Warp and woo for heaven created every pattern good and wise, oft perplexed by earthly standards, but good and wise in heavenly eyes. And though the cause of evil prospers, yet his truth alone is strong, though her portion be the scaffold and upon the throne be wrong. But that scaffold sways the future, for in the dim unknown standeth God within the shadows, keeping watch above his own. And I believe that. I believe that's what it's all about today, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you will as well. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And we hope that you'll want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You'll want to get the 4-CD set, certainly by, and it's by Malachi Martin. It's called The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. You want to get the 4-CD set on the supernatural and the 4-CD set on spirits of warfare. And we carry William Kennedy's book. I don't know how many we have, but suddenly apparently he's died. And well, probably we won't be able to get more of them. William was a good friend, and he's very young, a lot younger than I am, certainly 20 or more years younger. Why I'm still here, and I don't, and he is not, I don't know. But I do believe that God rules in the affairs of men, and he directs the course of our lives, and he will direct the course of your life as well, if you'll turn it over to him. So again, remember, our number is 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs there. 24 hours a day archived, and then please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for vision and protection. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Barry Shamish. And hi, Barry, how are we doing tonight?
Okay.
Okay, well, now, basically, what do you think about what's going on over there with Syria? Do you think that there's going to be an attack on Israel by the Syrians if we do attack them? What are your thoughts?
That was the big if. Look, it's getting out of control, not just the Gaza attack. The Americans, for some reason, are sending out messages that they're going to attack. Now, just so you understand this, England tonight voted, and they're not buying Obama. They're not buying the argument. That's a major loss of an ally. Keep that in mind. Look, what's happening, first of all, back to Israel briefly. just briefly before we dive into, a very, very blatant piece of trickery by the states right now. But you have to look at Israel. There's a big scandal going on there. Not enough gas masks. 40% of the country won't have any protection whatsoever. Zero. And the Knesset pointed to budget cuts. This was on Wednesday, yesterday, all right? That's the reason why 40% of the country just will not be protected against a gas attack. Now, I don't want to send suspicions rolling and all this kind of stuff, but what a stupid thing to leave your population unprotected. And you're watching on TV as 1,000, 1,300 people die from a minor gas attack, 10 crummy rockets. Boy, what they've got aimed at Israel is going to be a lot more than 10.
I share your concern, Barry. And basically, if you look at it from a logical point of view, it doesn't make sense. So there has to be another explanation why the leaders of Israel would leave their population unprotected, especially when the threat of a gas attack is not imaginary, but really very real.
It's been real for years. All right. Let's not fool around here. You're right. If this was deliberate, oh, the blatant disregard for Jewish life, it's unspeakable. But right now they're walking into a war with 40% of the population have no gas masks whatsoever. And by the way, I mean, that's known as a scandal. It's all through Israel. It's not a secret. But I've been getting reports, I'm really good at weeding out bad. All right, I'll get to this after the break.
No, go right ahead. I'll tell you when to stop. Go ahead.
I know bad sources and I know reliable sources. What I've been getting is that the Israeli military are sending their children out of the country. That's what I've been getting.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a little frightening.
Yeah. What can you say? I'll go on to, the upcoming attack. It's, again, really blatant trickery, but...
All right, we're going to be back in just a moment with Barry Shamus. But basically, if the Israeli military is sending their children out of the country, they must really be very, very concerned that something big is afoot.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You know Monday is the day before Tuesday. You know Tuesday is the day before Wednesday. You know Christmas Eve is the day before Christmas. And you know New Year's Eve is the day before New Year's Day. But you don't always know the day before. You don't know the day before an emergency happens. You don't know the day before a tornado or an act of terrorism. You don't know the day before an earthquake or power outage. And by the time you do know it was the day before, it's already too late. You know it's a good idea to be prepared. And we're airing this message to make sure you know freezedryguy.com is ready to help with your emergency preparedness needs, including great-tasting, long-lasting freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. You know today is the day to take action. Tomorrow could be too late.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Barry was simply saying that the Obama administration had demanded that the United Nations be allowed to inspect the site of the chemical attack. And, of course, initially, why Syria was somewhat reluctant, but eventually they caved in. And then, of course, according to Barry, why as soon as the Syrians caved in and said, all right, certainly you can go in, why then, of course, the Obama administration wanted to call off the investigation, but the head of the UN said, no, we're going to go ahead and investigate. Is that a fairly good analysis?
Yeah, really, it's not according to me. It's according to very serious sources, quoted all over the mainstream media, that Kerry, he phoned up Bannon and he ordered him to call off the investigation. Now, again, I didn't get that through undeniably secret service sources. This is common knowledge. Now, I'll tell you who, Marie Harf, if you've ever heard of her. She's the State Department spokesman who just verified everything that Kerry had spoken to Bannon, and she said that the evidence that the Syrians, by constantly bombing the area, had corrupted the evidence, and they don't believe the UN can conduct a credible inquiry into what happened. And then she goes on, this is her, we are concerned that the Syrian regime will use this as a delay tactic to continue shelling and destroying evidence in the area. Now, what Harf didn't bother to mention is that the Syrians have gave already the UN unimpeded access to the area. And, you don't know the guy's name, Farhan Haq. Well, he's Bannon's rep. What he said is that the Americans are full of crap. That's what he said. He conceded in a briefing. Again, this is well-known knowledge that even if the Syrians had tried to destroy evidence, sarin, the nerve gas, sarin, can be detected for months after its use. And this business that they're destroying evidence is not feasible. It's untruthful. Now, look, what a very amateurish operation. And you have to understand, look, it looks like the UN is getting in the way of an American attack. That's the way it looks. And, well, it's not just me, okay? The UK tonight said, no, we're not going into this attack. They voted against it. There was a second stage. The Americans got a little panicky. And, well, what they said is they have proof positive that the Assad regime murdered 1,300 people with nerve gas. What they claimed is that U.S. intelligence services had intercepted a phone call between Assad's brother, who's some sort of big shot at the Ministry of Defense, with our local commander who shot off the missiles, giving him hell for this. Look, first of all, if there is such a phone call, if I were the American government, I wouldn't claim there was a phone call. I'd play it. I'd put it on in Arabic with translation, whatever. They're going in. We're not even assuming innocence until proven guilty. They're going to smash Syria. Look, I don't know if the Assad regime was responsible. I got the Israelis sending me rumors, which I don't buy, by the way, that it was an Israeli false flag operation. What for? To get Israel in the middle of a war? A very, very deadly war. That's why Israel had a false flag operation. It makes no sense. Well, not if you want to preserve your country. That doesn't make sense. The fact of the matter is the Americans are claiming they have a phone call, and they've taped it, and that's why they're planning an attack. Let me tell you something. You go to a court of law before you go to war. All right. This is not Colin Powell lying through his teeth to attack Iran. Look, I watched that and I saw that set off. Look, Colin Powell again was CFR. And if I keep repeating this, so is Kerry. I'm so sick of this tiny organization running the wars of America. That's how America got into Iraq, by Colin Powell telling the United Nations a bunch of bubblemeisers. That's Yiddish for lies. We've got the same thing happening right now, where Kerry is announcing that we have proof positive. We have a phone call. So we're going to attack Syria with Tomahawk missiles. Look, believe this when he says it, that the chief of staff of Iran, of Iran's armed forces, he has emphasized that a military attack against Syria by the U.S. will have a ruinous impact on the Israeli regime. And by the way, I don't doubt that for a second, but what's really worrisome, oh, everything is worrisome. I mean, look, Hezbollah has declared a state of alert and has mobilized its troops in southern Lebanon. When Iran says it's going to have a disastrous impact on Israel, well, it might have a disastrous impact on Hezbollah, and who knows? But the point is, it's going to be trouble for Israel if America does this attack on Syria.
And my understanding is that Israel, pardon me, Iran now is on full military alert, and so certainly as the countries surrounding that area. My understanding is that the Americans all across the world are on full military alert. And I've got this from some fellow who's been many years with the CIA. So basically, the average American really doesn't understand that we're on the edge of something very large that could have a catastrophic result. Internationally, Iran has said that certainly if we attack over there, that whole area could go up into a sheet of flame. What do you think?
Do I disbelieve them? I mean, what are we looking for? An opinion? If America attacks Syria, Israel is going to be badly affected, and 40% of its population. And by the way, they don't have gas masks, but do you think they're good for more than one attack? I know what gas masks are. You use them once, and there's a metal canister. It's used up. It's filled with gas. You can only use it once. Even if there's a survival rate of 60%, the country is out of gas protection. And they claim they had a bad year, bad budgetary year, and that's the reason for it. Yeah, it's really look, I'm going, before I dive into the article, I have to do the latest stuff from Israel. It just gets so, so scary if you know what to look for. The peacemakers, the ones who brought us Oslo. Well, that's Yossi Beilin. Well, it's Ron Pudak, Yair Hirschfeld, were sent to Oslo by Yossi Beilin, who met four times in Cairo with the PLO. It's a whole part of history that, by the way, I reported with Joel Bainerman for the National Review. We had a real long article. It was called The Paris Gambit, but it was really about Beilin. Beilin sent Ron Pudak and Yair Hirschfeld to Oslo. Now, Joel Bainerman and I met Ron Pudak. It was a fluke. I had a common friend, Lenny Wolf. I went to a Hanukkah party. This was right after Oslo was announced. This was in December of 94, I believe. And he said, how would you like to interview Ron Pudak? I said, yeah, what can you do about that? He picked up the phone, and there was Ron Pudak, and he arranged a meeting with Joel. It was a couple days off in a Tel Aviv coffee house, and we got the info, and he was bragging. He was just showing off. He thought we admired him, and he revealed terrible stuff. What can you say? Maybe he was just so full of himself, he didn't realize the treachery he was involved in, all done behind the backs of the Israeli people and supposedly behind the backs of the government. This is where my early books...
What did he actually tell you that was so devastating?
Oh, my goodness. Where do you want to... It was right at the end. You know what? Let's do a separate show on that.
Will do that maybe next week. Go ahead.
I'll go through the whole Pudak interview. What it comes down to is that they hid it from Paris, that Beilin betrayed the foreign minister and his boss, supposedly. I can go into a brief summary, but it's long.
Okay, well, we'll do that. We're going to be taking a little break here, and then maybe we can cover that for 3 or 4 minutes, and then we'll go get back to the major issue. But ladies and gentlemen, we are on the edge of what I really fear are some very dramatic changes that could have an impact on Israel, they could have an impact on the Middle East, but they could have an impact on America, because certainly our allies are certainly dropping away. France was very much in favor of the attack. Now they're pulling away. As you know, the British Parliament voted, and certainly the British Prime Minister said, we're not going to engage. It leaves America alone, all alone there for the coming attack.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinex promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinex. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and various have been talking about the people who arranged the peace negotiations at Oslo, who really is responsible for so much of what's going on today. But now, of course, they're denying any responsibility. But Barry feels that Israel is moving into a very, very dangerous period, and terrible things are about to befall the country that he loves. Go right ahead, Barry.
Everyone's feeling that, including Yair Hirschfeld. Once again, I'm going to remind your listeners who don't know all this, he and Ron Pundak were the Israeli representatives to the PLO in Oslo, and they came up with a peace process that brought the PLO back to Israel, and the ball got rolling with massive terrorism that's killed thousands of Israelis, and Hirschfeld, frankly, in a normal country, would be put on trial for treason. And that's what Pundak would have been after, again, my interview with him and Joel Beinerman. But Hirschfeld denied that Oslo caused terrorism. He insisted to Arut Sheva that it was Rabin's murderer and Goldstein the murderer. Right-wingers caused the terrorism. Look, he has to understand somewhere in that, well, let's just say deluded mind. Let's be nice about this. That's not what happened. Now, this same week, within a day of each other, Yossi Beilin, again, he was the deputy foreign minister. He went behind Foreign Minister Peres' back and worked with Rabin to set up Oslo, and it all goes back to George Bush leaving the office. I could go through this whole setup of how Oslo, without George Bush, there would not have been pressure on Rabin to give up half the country and to bring the PLO back to Israel. That was George Bush. Then came Clinton. And Clinton, again, CFR, needless to say, well, he was so shocked when he first heard about it, he didn't even know if this negotiation was legitimate or not. And he wasn't even sure if the Americans should accept it this was in August. He knew all about the negotiations, and he was lying. And it was a play. Well, again, I'm giving you background. Now, Foreign Minister, former Deputy Foreign Minister Yossi Beilin, Yisrael Hayom is now the biggest paper in Israel, mostly internet, but it's got the most readership. He had a column on Sunday, so it was 5 days ago. He declared that the trouble in Egypt wasn't because of peace negotiations, anything like that. It was because the army rigged the results of the presidential election, and they declared Mohamed Morsi as the winner. Now, look, what Beilin claims is an official Egyptian government official, no less, told him the whole story. Now, again, Beilin had plenty of ties to Egypt, but I doubt anyone was very honest with him. What this official told him, that the army was so afraid of the widespread riots if the Muslim Brotherhood didn't win, that they rigged the votes. Now, the source, who again wished to remain anonymous, told Beilin that the actual election, Morsi was running against Ahmad Shafiq. He was Mubarak's last prime minister. He won the election. The official results, 51.73 for Morsi and 48.27 for Shafiq. What Beilin wrote is that was the exact reversal of what really happened, according to Beilin. Now, again, what Beilin's explanation, well, it just frees him of any responsibility for the utter heartache Egypt is going through thanks to peace. We have a little break again?
Well, we are, and basically, of course, Egypt is on the brink of a civil war. Certainly, the
a civil war. Are you kidding?
Well, you're agreeing with me that they are in a civil war.
Yes, they are.
Okay, fine. So basically, the whole situation over there is destabilized, and they were far better off under Mubarak than they ever will be, probably again. And basically, I believe our government has been involved in this, working behind the scenes, perhaps even with Israel. I'm not certain how it all worked, but basically, we've destabilized Egypt and Tunisia and Libya, and we're in the process of destroying Syria and a number of other countries in that part of the world. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
Right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest, of course, is Barry Shamish, and basically he's just talking about Israel. He's very, very concerned, and justifiably so. He feels that if America attacks America attacks Syria, why there'll be retaliation against Israel, and there'll be an awful lot of damage done there, and I think that's probably absolutely right. Barry thinks that, of course, this could have a devastating effect on Israel. Of course, I believe it would if God doesn't intervene. I don't know how God's going to intervene, but I think we're going to see some miraculous things here in the not-too-distant future. At least I hope and pray that I'm right. Barry, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get to your articles, how they can get to your books, and how they can get to your PayPal button, and then we'll go ahead with your view of what's going on from a geopolitical point of view. But tell the people how they can get your material.
Sure. 8 of 9 of my books are at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. You'll see a search box, write in Shamish. Chamish. That'll get you to 8 of 9. Now, the 9th book, the Stinger, Not the Stung, is separate. And so I have to go and do this, just write in Shamish, the Stinger, Not the Stung. My website is barrychamish.com. My webmaster is Tom Mack, and he really is in a lot of pain, and he's not well. And we're hoping for the best for him. And it's barrychamish.com. And, yes, there is a PayPal button on the website. And, yes, if you contribute to my survival, I'm very grateful, and I'll never forget you. And those aren't words. Those are for real. All right, let's go back to this article. Now, last week I was preparing the article, but I hadn't sorted it out. Now, I believe you've read it. I know you've read it.
Right.
What did you think about it?
I thought it was very good, as always. Go ahead.
Yeah, times are not the same as always. That's the difference. Look, I started the article with something you were very doubtful about, and now you've had a chance to read, and maybe even, well, you might have even linked up to the actual article. This is the business with the Atrocities Prevention Board. And, well, and the GRU report about the Atrocities Prevention Board. GRU is Russian Military Intelligence, I found out, by the way. Look, this board was set up by Obama at the Holocaust Museum in Washington about a year ago. And it sounds great. Let's prevent atrocities. It sounds just peachy. This is not how the Russians at all view what's going on with this Atrocities Prevention Board. I'm going to now quote the GRU report, and I say it's accurate. By the way, you read it, maybe even clicked onto it. What do you think about it now?
Well, you go right ahead. No, I enjoyed your article. Go ahead.
Oh, I could enjoy writing it. I'll tell you. Look, according to the GRU report, that this, the board is aimed at nothing short of the destruction of Israel. That the appointment of it, again, remember this, she was the chairman of the Atrocities Prevention Board, Samantha Power. CFR, by the way. I hate to repeat this every single time, but yes, CFR, that, what the GRU, what the Russians are saying is that the Obama regime is headed towards a dangerous climax, quote, against what were their most, America's most stalwart Middle Eastern allies, Israel and Egypt, they're both going down. Now, it didn't work out exactly the way Power wanted it, according to the Russians. What Power's idea was to build an iron wall of terror around Israel. And this would be done with Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood, with the government. They could build the wall. One side would be Syria, the other side would be Egypt. Vicious, ugly, chaotic civil wars. I'm not sure they expected a civil war. And this may have come as a surprise to the Americans. Apparently, Morsi had promised to be the other border strangling Israel. Now, this is what the Russians call Ambassador Power's master plan. In short, it called for, Israel to be scared out of its wits of strangulation, and the U.S. to pour combat troops into Israel to end abuses supposedly being committed by both sides in the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. In short, America would be shifting its defense dollars from Israel to the upkeep of a mammoth protection force defending the new Palestinian state. Now, what this report concludes, I'll quote, as Israel descends into bloody chaos, the GRU report concludes, and with Israel now in Obama regime's crosshairs, the fate of the entire world does indeed stand in the balance. Okay? The Russians don't think the Israelis are just going to cave in to this plot and plan against them. Now, I think a lot of unanticipated things happened. I think that these people are nuts running the states. And I'm not saying that lightly. Honest to goodness, you have got this cabal of CFR members. We'll get to that some more by the time the show ends. But the American leadership is out of their minds. And again, I'm not doing that to exacerbate a bad situation. You've got people who really are not balanced running your foreign policy, and they're about to shoot Tomahawk missiles at Syria when everybody is backing out. Everyone agrees there isn't enough evidence. They're not sure America's going to stand alone, and Israel will, you can't hit Washington from southern Lebanon or from Syria, but you can sure hit Israel. And that's what the plot is now. And my goodness gracious, you don't know how scary the situation in Israel is day by day, second by second. You don't know that country is going to be annihilated. All right. That was the GRU report. Let's just carry on with my article, and then we're going to explain what happened. Look, this article of mine included a section on Rudolf Kastner. He was a Jew sent by the labor Zionists. They ran the Jewish Agency of Jerusalem, all the way to the foundation of Israel. They threw out everybody, the right, the religious. They sent Kastner to Hungary to save a 500,000 Jews who were about to be transported to death camps. He saved 3,000. He dressed up like Nazis. He went to the death camps. He saw his people being slaughtered like cattle. But he saved 300 of his people. Now, Trudy Geffen, a wonderful woman, but the first part of her conclusion is just so wrong. It's just so wrong. And you have to understand, Jews have never, ever properly absorbed the Holocaust. It's too awful. Nobody has absorbed it. Nobody. What she said is, well, he did his best, and he should be given a medal for saving those 3,000. Oh, she knows the story. She knows it. But that's what she wrote. But then he said, what about those Hungarian Jews who didn't save Jews? What if they actually helped? And, well, they collaborated with the Nazis and the Hungarian Iron Cross Nazis to kill 500,000 Jews. And then she writes, who were these Jews who collaborated? I speak of George Soros, by the way, CFR, and his father, who would take their Iron Cross buddies to Jewish homes and watch in glee as the Jews were dragged off and marched to, well, their death. That's to their death. That's, in fact, what she meant. And what she says is, George Soros doesn't regret what he did. He laughs about it. And what do you know? He's one of Obama's most treasured advisors, a frequent visitor to the White House. Soros was just a teenager, but he never, ever repented for sending his people by the hundreds of thousands to their deaths. And she asked, why, oh, why are all these organizations so-called, whose raison d'etre is to bring the collaborators to justice, how come nobody, but nobody, is bringing George Soros to justice? Oh, Trudy, Trudy, Trudy.
People don't understand that certainly this gentleman, George Soros, controls the Wall Street Journal today. He controls Fox News. He is one of the major people who manipulate the media and create our reality. And basically, I believe he is satanic. Go right ahead.
He watched his people be slaughtered. All right. Let's again, this CFR business, I'm going to repeat it some more, because they show up over and over again. But I'm going to write about, I did write about Egypt, and I'm going to quote, and then you'll understand why I bring up George Soros. A few months ago, Mohammed El-Baridei was paraded on the front cover of the Council on Foreign Relations rag, Foreign Affairs, with a headline asking if he could be Egypt's savior. What uncanny foresight. On the second day of the Egyptian protest, he showed up in Cairo and named as the negotiator of the Muslim Brotherhood. So where did he come from? It turns out from the board of an NGO run by CFR muckrakers, George Soros and Zbigniew Brzezinski, the CFR. Of course, well, what can you say? They sent their, well, he just sat on their board. He sat on the board of the crisis group, crisis groups, actually. If you want to know the which Soros board El-Baridei sat on, he was shipped to Egypt. And, well, what do you know? He, well, from the board of the crisis group to the vice president of Egypt. That's Mohammed El-Baridei. And the, well, the Muslim Brotherhood won the election. If you want to believe Bailin, it was a rigged election. Nonetheless, he was their negotiator. And this is what I wrote Trudy. I said, Trudy, if there's a tiny glimpse of hope in this horrible mess happening right now, the Egyptians seem to have caught on to the ugly, horribly ugly game being played and is fighting back. Here is the headline. Egypt's former interim vice president, Mohamed El-Bridey, will face trial for breach of trust on September 19th. This is from Al Aram. El-Bridey resigned as vice president last week after the military removed Muslim Brotherhood supporters from squares in Cairo. He said he could not, quote, continue shouldering the responsibility for decisions I don't agree with. I cannot shoulder the responsibility for a single drop of blood. Yeah, let's see what happens at this trial. We'll see if it's an honest trial, but Egypt is actually fighting the CFR. They put an end to this fiasco. Now, I don't, look, they've got themselves. Well, years ago, when I moved to Israel in the 70s, the Sinai was terrific. Beautiful beaches, gorgeous European girls. They all came to the Sinai. It's now the home to massive terrorism in the name of peace. That's what Israel got for giving up the Sinai. Well, what you've got now is the civil war, where Egypt is going to try and recapture the Sinai from those who took it over. So far, they're not winning. This civil war could go on for many, many years.
Well, I think we're seeing is this tremendous instability in that part of the world, and I think country after country has fallen, and most of them are turning to the Muslim Brotherhood, the radical Islamists, and basically I fear that much of the Muslim world is going to be united behind the Muslim Brotherhood and certainly turning radical. What are your thoughts on that, Barry?
Well, I think chaos is probably a more likely scenario where, again, Egypt is going to be fighting a bloody civil war for years on end. I can't see anyone winning this thing overnight. If you can, let me know. I can't. As for Syria, God protect us all from America. Listen, Assad might have sent the missiles. Maybe an errant officer. Who knows? The fact is, we don't know. But America appears to be setting up its public for an operation that they're not going to have to pay for. Israel is going to pay for it.
Well, you know, whenever you start a war, you never know how that war is going to end. And my fear is that this could get out of hand, and there could be all sorts of implications that we never would have anticipated. All you need to do is read the history of World War I. And there was just going to be this little altercation between Serbia and Austria-Hungary. It would last for a couple of weeks and be over. And four bloody years later, over 21 million people dead. This little incident has certainly swelled into a major one. In Vietnam, there was the Gulf of Tonkin incident. We were going to send in some troops to remedy that. And almost 8 years later, a million dead now South Vietnamese, 2 million dead North Vietnamese. At that point, of course, we pulled our troops out of Vietnam. When you start a war, you never know how it's going to end. Our guest this evening, Barry Shamish, will be back in a moment.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca.
and that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Hold that thought for a moment. Barry, just complete your remarks. We're out of time.
But it's a complete attack. If we go, you go. That's the only way I see out of this. There, I completed it.
All right. God bless Barry, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week. And God bless, and just pray for Israel.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope that hope you enjoyed Barry, but basically, we are involved in a spiritual battle, a spiritual war, and there really are powerful supernatural forces out there, and we may very well see them within this next week or so. It's going to be fascinating and frightening to see how this unfolds. Well, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to really have a grasp of how this all fits together. There really are secret societies, ladies and gentlemen. There are lots of them, but they're all bound together by a common satanic origin, dedicated to creating one world government and, of course, the destruction of Christianity. And basically, you can get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you've never heard our 4-CD set on the wisdom of Malachi Martin, who goes into Satanism in the Catholic Church, you want to go ahead and suddenly get that 4-CD set. We have our 4-CD set on the supernatural, as we have one on satanic or Satanism. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We have one on spiritual warfare, and we have certainly one on Satanism, and we have one on the supernatural. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and you have our permission to copy any of the things that we have produced and get them out. And then, of course, we certainly hope that you'll want to get our 4-CD set and our DVD. on the threat of an EMP attack, because I think this is certainly a very real possibility. Basically, something is going to happen to America. With all the other countries withdrawing, and certainly it would appear that we're going to go ahead by ourselves in violation of the United Nations Charter, in violation certainly of all of the international agreements. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, Barack Hussein Obama is not making the decisions. The decisions are being made by the trilateral CFR complex. For whatever reason, they want to expand the war over in that area. And of course, there's going to be disastrous consequences as a result of it. And basically, we know exactly what's going on because Susan Rice, Trilateral Commission, CFR, is the National Security Advisor. And she has told President Obama that there is no question, there's absolutely no question that this certainly, that there was this chemical warfare attack and that the Syrians were behind it. So why do they want to do this? I'm not certain. Do they want, of course, to actually have a major civil war in that part of the world? Or do they want certainly to have an attack on Israel at this time in history? These are going to be the next couple of weeks are going to be an exciting and very dangerous time. But as I've said many times before, when you start a war, you never know how it's going to end. Pray that it will end certainly without major disaster as far as Israel. Pray that it will end without as far as a major disaster with the United States. But, of course, we're going to have to try to get people to understand there is absolutely no justification for our going in. This is not our battle. Basically, Saudi Arabia and Qatar could go in. They don't need us to be going over there. But, of course, we are because America is controlled by a small cabal who certainly want to create a one-world government and are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and the process are going to destroy our economy and the value of our currency, and then, of course, a one-world religion with the destruction of Christianity. This is what's coming down the line. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please, please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection. Land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America. My love.